good Tvach, good Chodesh. I hope all the listeners who have been following the Yeshurim had a good laugh and smile when they realized that the Haftarah share, which we recorded Erev Shabbos, was on the wrong Haftarah. This week, instead of reading the Haftarah of Shabbos Erashis, instead we had the Haftarah of Machar Chodesh. So I want to add something which, when I realized this Leil Shabbos Chodesh, I learned and added to the share. It's connected. It's not exactly the same topic, but it's quite connected. And I found this through Rabbi Yishai Chassidus Sefer. Chassidus Al-Anach brings with Tiferet Shleima and Pashas Toldos. And this is the idea. In the Haftarah, when David and Yohanneson are discussing their plan of testing Shaul to see if Shaul is upset at David enough that David needs to run away, or if it's not really such a big deal. So Yohanneson tells David, I'm going to shoot an arrow, and if you hear me yelling at the arms boy, that arrow went really far, go further to go get it, then you better run away. But if you hear me telling my boy, come closer, the arrow didn't go that far, then you know it's safe to come out. But the lashon of the pasuk is, he tells him, he says, if the arrow will be close, and you hear me screaming to the boy, the arrow is close, then you know, shalom lach, you know that everything is at peace with you, David. Ve'ein davar, there are no dangers. Chai Hashem, so I swear by Hashem. Why does he need to swear this when he's talking to David? Why wouldn't David believe him? Why does he have to strengthen it by saying Chai Hashem? So Tiferet Shleima for Adam says a tremendous, amazing insight. We're familiar, I'm going to say this in the way I understand it. We're familiar with the concept of the Gemara that when a Yid has Tsar, the Gemara says a Yid's head is hurting him. The Shechina Akdesha says, Kalani Miraishi, my head's hurting me. When a Yid's in pain, Chazal tells us, Rabbi Meir says, the Shechina is also joining in his pain. So we normally understand, Iba Enochi B'Tsara, B'Chol Tsarasam, Loi Tsar, when they have Tsar, Hashem has Tsar, we understand that normally means Hashem joins in their pain. But the Tiferet Shleima teaches us, there's another aspect in this. And that is, it's also the other way around. When in Shemayim, there is a lack of connectivity, there is a Chil Hashem, which is affecting Shemayim, and the Ruchnius in the true world is not on level where it's supposed to be, because of all the Chatoyim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a message down here, which reflects upon what's going on in Shemayim. Meaning, that this Gemara also means to say there is kaviyachol, some type of headache going on in Shemayim. So this Yid, who's connected, feels a headache. And he needs to realize he has to wake up and do tshuva on something which will help the matzav in Shemayim. So he says that when Chazal tell us, da mala mala mimcha, there's also a secret message in here. Da yishano. Mala mala. You want to know what's happening above. Da mala mala. You want to know what's going on in Shemayim? Mimcha. You can find it out from your own life. Look at your life, see where things aren't running the way they should be, and you know that in Shemayim it also isn't running the way it's supposed to. There's some type of Chilul Hashem. So when a Yid's feeling pain over here, he has to understand because there's some type of pain going on in Shemayim. Something isn't the way it's supposed to be, affected by Klai Yisrael or this own person's actions. And therefore he's in a daven that in Shemayim there should be more Kiddush Hashem, less Chilul Hashem in the world. And then, automatically, of course, his pain, which was just a sign, which was just a wake-up call for him to take care of Shemayim, will go away. That's why it says in Tehillim, Batzvayizaku al Hashem, Batzar lehem. They were having tzar, but they realized that they need to call out and ask Hashem that Hashem should please make things better in Shemayim. And then, when that got better, their issues, of course, were dealt with because they were only receiving as a wake-up message. And the Tiferet Shleima learns that when Yitzchok was davening for his wife, he realized she's in Akara, he's suffering, his wife's in Akara, he realized in Shemayim there was something wrong with Yudkei Vavkei in Shemayim, the shame wasn't Shalem. So he was davening the shame should be Shalem. And as soon as the shame is Shalem, like, everything got fixed up, and then his wife was able to have a child. And when she was having a hard time in childbirth, she says, Lama ze anoichi, referring to the something going on, Noichi Hashem aleikacha, Ayin the Sefer Tiferet Shleima. Tremendous thing. So he says that this is what Yohanneson was telling David. Yohanneson says to David, I realize that if you David HaMelech, we know David HaMelech is David HaMelech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, right? Rosh Chodesh. David HaMelech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim means the Midah Malchus or David HaMelech is something which represents Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. So if something is wrong with Malchus of David, if David is suffering, then it reflects that in Shemayim there's something wrong with the Midah called the Midah HaMalchus in Shemayim. But if everything's okay with David, then Shemayim, you know it's okay. So that's what Yohanneson was saying. Yohanneson says to David, Kishalim lach, if the Shalom are you, David, ve'ein Davar, and you have no problems, Chai Hashem, ve'eino kavi yochol, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us in Shemayim everything is okay. And everything's fine, we don't have to worry about that. Because David HaMelech is very, very connected to what's going on in Shemayim. But the point being that, if you think about this now, we all know the Gemara tells us that if someone says, Yehesh mi rabba mevarach la'olam omeil amaya, by the way, not mevoyrach. I've heard people saying lately, mevoyrach. It's a mistake. It's not Lashon Kodesh. It's supposed to be in Aramaic. Yehesh mi rabba mevarach, mevarach la'olam omeil amaya. Someone says that b'chol koichai, he's with all his koyach, he's requesting and screaming out how Hashem's name, Yudke Vavke, should become great, should become one, shouldn't be destroyed or broken apart like it's been done by Amalek. Someone says, the Gemara tells us, they ripped up Gzar Din and Shemayim, terrible Gzar Dinim are ripped up. And this is Machlokes Yishayim, what does it mean, B'chol Koichai? Some Yishayim say it means with all your concentration. Some Yishayim say it means physically, audibly, to say it out loud. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch itself, it seems we try to pass them like bows to say B'kol Ram, to say it out loud, but really try to focus on a lot of Kavanah. The Ritva, actually, if you look at the Ritva and Brachas, he really merely says to scream it out loud. Al-Kapanim, someone says it, B'chol Koichai, takes care of Gzar Din. Maybe the Pshat is, like we're explaining, because this Yid is focusing on Kvayt Shemayim. When you focus on the Kiddush Hashem, when you focus, it shouldn't be Chil Hashem, and you're davening, Al-Kain, Kavalcha Hashem, Al-Kainu, I want to see your Malchus Shemayim, like we were davening in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. If that's what the Yid focuses on in his Tefillah, then it takes care of all the messages which are sent down to this world. It's not necessary for these Gzeiros anymore, because the Gzeiros are just a wake-up call, so we should daven for Kvayt Shemayim. So that might be how it takes care of the Gzeiros Rois. So again, like we spoke in the Shir Erev Shabbos Kodesh, we're getting a big, big wake-up call from Maisa Hashem, which we said the way to deal with Maisa Hashem was through Tefillah, was through Torah, and Yimrit Hashem, the Rabbi Shalom help us, will put more koichos into our Torah and Tefillah, and in our Tefillah itself, we're going to focus on Kvayt Shemayim, less our issues, just what's going on, Hashem, in your world, Yehesh Mirabah, we're going to focus on that, and davening for the Kvayt of Hashem in the world, then we'll be Zeiche to Yeshuas, Refuas, and keep Kabbis Nidachenu, Bias Mashiach, Meher V'Yameinu, have a good Vach and a good Chodesh.